everyone, and welcome back to yet another episode of Rugby with Pads. I'm filming these back to back because I'm trying to get ahead of it a little bit. Got a couple of busy weeks at work, so just making sure we keep providing you with the content while we're in this bit of a fancy dead zone at the moment. And I wanted to do a new segment, something I didn't do last year, mainly because I wasn't around this time last year. Our anniversary is sometime in August, so we will have an anniversary episode coming up. But I wanted to talk about the concept of my guys. Now, my guys, in my opinion, are guys that we like above and beyond where we should probably be taking them and liking them. So I kind of started thinking about what the definition of a my guy is. And last year, for example, my guy was Austin Ekeler, because I knew I wanted to draft him. I didn't end up drafting him in my league of record, but I knew I wanted as much of him as possible, and I traded for him as much as possible, and he won me two leagues. I'm really happy about that. My guy is just someone you have someone feeling about, but I wanted to put some wraparounds about, and I thought, what's the definition of a my guy going into this year? And for me, it's someone who I have more faith in than the numbers and analytics potentially define. It's someone who I may have an emotional connection in. That's the Ekeler in you. He was my 101. Someone who I just can't help drafting, likely above his ADP, because I think he's better than we give him credit for, and I think it's a value wherever you pick him. Someone I need to leave every draft with. So it's not just I want him, I need him. And someone who I think has a potential for a path to greatness in season. So someone who has great opportunity in front of him. Ultimately, in what I wanted to lay out is some guys across the pool of players who I think are going to be predominantly sitting in what I hope is really going to be a really good team this year. And to set the scene, in my home league, it's a keeper league. I'm drafting last, as I won last year. In Dynasty League, it's rookies only, so I want to pay homage to some rookies as well. In our League of Collusionary Gentlemen, which is our starter draft from last year, it's moving up to a 12-man. I'll likely be towards the end of the draft again because I won it, but it's a lottery style. And we've got a couple of startups as well, so I could be drafting anywhere. So I wanted to get players from across the spectrum, really, but players who you're drafting high in the first couple of rounds, but also players that you may not have thought about quite as much. But what my guys aren't, and something I'm really going to have to concentrate, because there are a couple of my guys who I love in the first round, like Justin Jefferson. I'd love him to be my guy. He's everyone's guy because everyone wants him. Austin Ekeler, CMC, maybe even Saquon as well. You know, those are guys who you're going to want to see very early. They are not going to be, I'm going to remove guys in the top five of their position, the obvious slam dunks, or the obvious at the moment slam dunks, from contention for my guy. There are also guys who I don't think have an interesting path to greatness, either because they're already great or because they're going to be bang average. And of course, kickers, because we don't like kickers. No, we love kickers. Kickers are real people, just they shouldn't be in fantasy. So without further ado, I've got a number of different categories, and I'm going to give a reason why for all these guys. And this will hopefully be just a fun, silly little episode. But I want to have at least two guys in each of the positions. So imagine we're filling out a bit of a super flex roster, and I'm going to go through my guys. I'm going to go with the guy who is my guy beyond all guys to start with. And drum roll, please. But it is, of course, Justin Fields. Now, Justin Fields, he won me leagues. He kept me in leagues mid-season. He didn't do great in the championship weeks, but he was so great. And he is my guy because he's my ride or die quarterback. I'm going to be picking him so much. And he's my keeper in my main league. I get to pick him up in the 15th round. He's going in the fifth or sixth in mock drafts at the moment. It's brilliant. And I think it's only going to get better as we see him coming out of camp. He's young. He's fantastic. Despite what Dan said the other week, I think he's got more than just his legs and more than just running 200 yards in a game. He is electric. As a passer, he's just absolutely fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to having him in all of my squads. But to every quarterback, we need other positions as well. I can't just have him, so I've gone through every position. So when you're picking, normally you normally pick running back pretty high, and I've gone an interesting one here. someone that you may not think is actually that attractive, but he is my, whilst everyone's looking one way, guy. Joe Mixon, whilst everyone's looking one way, because there's worry about his legal situation, and yes, it doesn't look great for him, but if it goes anything like Alvin Kamara, he's got a year or two removed before he's going to get affected in the NFL. Joe Mixon, I think, is great. He didn't have anyone drafted around him, so the Bengals obviously know something. Hopefully they're going to keep him. Samaje Perine isn't going to take his touches anymore. Is it Chris Evans in the backfield room with him? I don't rate him at all. So, yeah, Joe Mixon is a guy who I'm going to be targeting, and you can get him at the end of the third. The Bengals could have taken Bijan, and they maybe they're going to be taking someone like CEH off the Chiefs' hands, where those two organizations would like to trade. I do not know, but Joe Mixon is my guy, and I think he's going to be great this year and be a workhorse, and he's that right age, 26. He came into the league at 21. It's crazy. He's so young. It feels like he's been around for absolutely forever. He's before that drop-off age for running backs. But someone who is on the other stage of their career, Jahmyr Gibbs. Oh, well, NFL have done him dirty here. They haven't even got a picture of him here. But he is over here in the cutout. But Jahmyr Gibbs, obviously no stats at the moment. I just put him up on the screen for the sake of it. Pick number 12, high draft capital. He is the rookie I need to work out. Now, in our Dynasty League, and to much... much debate, we have launched a new what's it called, rule this year. Sorry, the winner of the league each year gets to pick a new rule, and John won it last year. He picked that you have to play a rookie. He wanted to play a rookie in just the wide receiver or tight end position, obviously, because he had in mind that he was going to pick someone. We changed it. You've got to play any rookie on your lineup, and for me, I'm picking at the 4 and the 5. I'm hoping Jahmyr Gibbs or Jaxon Smith-Njigba or maybe Anthony Richardson falls to me. So I've got someone who I need to work out week in, week out. Otherwise, I get sanctioned because I think my second, the third, fourth round picks are probably going to be future picks. So unless I pick someone up who's going to be a week in, week out starter, I could suffer next year. So I need him to work out. Yes, I'm worried about the curse of running backs in Detroit and Montgomery taking the backfield over. But, you know, he's such high draft capital. I really hope he does work out. Now, let's move on to Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney is my I want a piece of this offense guy. There's a lot of guys there. There's Sky Moore, who hasn't really shown it. He's an undersized guy. You didn't realize Sky Moore played both corner and quarterback before he played wide receiver. Interesting. But Kadarius Toney, they traded nothing for him. He is young. He is athletic. He is bonkers. But I think he's fantastic. And he is someone that I want receiving the ball from Patrick Mahomes, because by receiving the ball from Patrick Mahomes, you instantly have more value. And I really, really like that about Kadarius Toney. He is someone that I've been targeting late in drafts. He's probably not someone who's going to be a volume guy, but those crazy plays, that's really what I want. But someone who I've got a bit more consistent, I have my man DJ Moore. Again, a bit like Joe Mixon. He's kind of a bit forgotten about. But he has moved to, he moved to the Bears as part of that blockbuster trade with the Bears going from number 1 to number 9, and the Bears doing all kinds of crazy stuff in the draft as well. They did really good, and it gives Justin Fields his stack, and he's my stack guy. He is the guy I'm targeting in stacks. If I can get him in my league of record, I'm going to get him in my league of record. I will pay up a little bit more for that stack. Normally in a stack, you might think, right, what's the stacks I really want? I want Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs. That's a great stack. You're never going to get him because you need to be lucky enough to pick them at the back end of the second or the first round and the front end of the second. You're paying way above the odds for one or the other. DJ Moore is currently going in the anywhere between the fourth and seventh, and with Fields going in the sixth and seventh. It's the kind of pair you could really target and maybe go a bit out of your comfort zone. So if you're in the middle of the draft, you could potentially go them back-to-back picks and be able to do them and go above ADP to get that stack. And that's what I'm really wanting to do, because I think he is going to be Justin Fields' number one target in offense that I think is going to be more pass happy than we maybe give it credit for. Let's talk tight ends then. And I really like TJ Hockenson. He was a guy that I landed upon, fortunately, last year more than anything. And he was great when he moved to the Vikings. And I think he'll be great this year. And I've been breaking it down a bit. I thought the Vikings picking up Jordan Addison might damage his stock a little bit, but he had three good wide receivers competing for targets with him last year. He had Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, who's now gone, and KJ Osborne. Replacing him with Jordan Addison as a rookie, he's definitely going to be the number 2.5/3 guy. TJ Hockenson is maybe still the number 2 target in the offense. And that's what you want. And he is the next best thing, because you ain't getting Kelsey. Kelsey is going to be a top 7 pick, and I think you're going to be worried about him. Kittle is not the volume guy anymore. He is the big play guy. He's the first down guy. Waller, it's going to be interesting to see if he's got the volume available to him. And Mark Andrews is similar concerns, especially with a very stacked wide receiver room. But yeah, he's the next best thing. He is probably my number 2 tight end and the number 1 that I'm actually going after. But he's closely followed in the tight end camp. And this is going to be my first flex spot. I'm going to, yeah, if we're doing fancy spots, this is going to be my flex spot. Cole Kmet. I really like Cole Kmet. I picked him up again last year. He was a great stack. He is my stack light. If I don't get DJ Moore and a miss on him, I'm going to look to Cole Kmet in the 11th or 12th round at the moment. Yes, Bobby Tonyan has been there. I think that's a depth play and insurance for Cole Kmet, but he is the number 1 tight end in that system, and I really like him, and he is my stack light. Then we have another flex spot, and I'm going to go swing big. At the flex spot, we've got Calvin Ridley coming back. Mr. Dangerous, Mr. Gambler over here. He's been in the league for a little while, but it feels like he hasn't, because he's still not old. He's 28, which for a wide receiver isn't too old. He's still got a couple of years left in him. And he has a pathway to be the number 1 guy in Jacksonville. And I think coming back after a season of just training. Yeah, he wasn't training with a team. He wasn't out of facilities. But he's obviously learned his lesson, and he's going to come back. And I think Trevor Lawrence throws a very pretty spiral. And he's someone that I really want. And he is criminally underdrafted for someone who could be a wide receiver 1 potential here. So he is my comeback player of the year, even though it's not really an injury and he's not really a comeback player. He was sanctioned. That's what it is. And finally, we're going to pay homage to the Superflex. And I've talked about him a lot. Anthony Richardson, tank of a man. Love him. Love him. I'm picking him up because of Shane Steichen. Love that. He's a Shane Steichen guy, which means he could be a Jalen Hurts. He could be a Justin Herbert. He was involved with both of those rookie campaigns. And he is in my... I'm kind of looking at quarterbacks differently this year. And I'll do that in my draft 102 this year. But before, I would always say wait on quarterbacks. Because after the first couple of guys, there's a big dead zone. And then you want to pick up some guys. But really, there's some more guys who I think have value in the mid rounds. And Anthony Richardson, as a rookie, there's a lot of untapped potential there. And he is my 25/25+. I think he will probably throw the ball 25 times a game. Yeah, he's not going to be the most accurate, but he's also going to run the ball for well over 25 yards a game, which more than makes up for the lack of production. And he is going to get probably on the ground 10 plus touchdowns. He's going to be the short yardage guy in that team. Jonathan Taylor, yes, can run it through as well. And I think that's a really interesting thing. I see Jonathan Taylor's value, I think, goes up massively with Anthony Richardson there, because who do you guard? It's very much that question that we had when we thought Trey Lance was going to be good in the 49ers offense. But yeah, Anthony Richardson, really, really interesting pick. And he is my super flex / rookie guy. So if you look at the kind of picks here, so at QB1, Justin Fields, RB1, we've got Joe Mixon, RB2, Jahmyr Gibbs. As my rookie that needs to work out. Wide receiver 1, DJ Moore. Wide receiver 2, Kadarius Toney. Tight end, we've got Hockenson. At the flex, we've got Kmet. And I would normally not pick a tight end at flex, but I really, really like him this year. And he is definitely a my guy from what he did for me last year as well. And Calvin Ridley as my comeback player of the year. And at super flex, we've got Anthony Richardson. But there are two names left to talk about. And one of them is, I've already talked about at the top of the show, honorable mention goes to Austin Eckler. If I manage to win any of the lottery drafts or any of the industry ones that I go in and I get one of the top three picks, I am going after this guy. He is probably going to go in number 101 in most drafts because people thought he couldn't do it twice. People thought he couldn't be that good 2 years in a row, and he was. Can he do it three times? I think the weight of expectations is on him. It will probably come crushing down. But Austin Eckler, you will forever be my guy, and you are definitely worth an honorable mention here. And finally, Devin A. Kane. If you listen to our Rookie Rundown episode, he was the one I was most hyped about. I love it. I can't see myself picking him up too many places because I'm probably going to miss him out. So he can't really be my guy because I don't think I'm going to get too much of him. But I love him. And he's the my guy I want to see succeed so well because it means my analysis of what we're doing is semi right. So yeah, here we've got Justin Fields, Joe Mixon, Jahmyr Gibbs, Kadarius Toney, DJ Moore, TJ Hockenson, Cole Kmet, Calvin Ridley, Anthony Richardson, with honorable mentions for Austin Eckler and Devin A. Kane, with, of course, my one true guy, my ride or die my guy, being Justin Fields. Right, thank you all for listening to this this mini episode of the pod. I'm actually going to go straight back to back and record a fun little version of something just that I've been playing around with. So look out for that. But you'll hear back from me hopefully very soon. I'm going to try and do around the league, which is basically going to each part of the poll of the NFL map and going through the relevant players there, so you're prepared for your drafts and, you know, when you're coming into the league, just understanding where players sit and who's good and who's bad. And I'll do a similar kind of thing. We'll draft a team out of each of the conferences and divisions as well, and we'll put them head to head eventually as well. So that's four episodes covered over the next couple of months that you're going to hear from the North, South, East, and West. We've got a load of content planned, actually. I'm just going to have a quick look through here. But we've already got written out some draft 101s and draft 102s. What have we got here? Just on the My Guys episode. There's a couple more things to come as well. We've got, as I mentioned, around the league, and we've got some things going into our rookie drafts, and we're going to be doing some live streams around some of those drafts as well. So, you know, just keep an ear low to the ground, and you'll hear from us very soon. But with all that said, thank you so much for listening. Really appreciate it. I will see you all very soon on the Virtual Gridiron.